From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is away. President Bush vetoed the intelligence bill today. He objected to provisions that prohibited the CIA from using harsh interrogation techniques. His veto ratchets up a conflict between Congress and the White House, with the president saying the CIA needs greater latitude in questioning terror suspects. Members of Congress argue that the practices could hurt America's international image and endanger American soldiers in the field. NPR's Wade Goodwin has a report.
The president stood firm today against an attempt by the democratically controlled Congress to limit the CIA to interrogation methods approved by the Army Field Manual.
It would restrict the CIA's range of acceptable interrogation methods to those provided in the Army Field Manual. The procedures in this manual were designed for use by soldiers questioning lawful combatants captured on the battlefield. They were not intended for intelligence professionals trained to question hardened terrorists.
The bill would have banned interrogation methods like stripping prisoners naked, forcing them to perform sexual acts or to mimic sexual acts, mock executions, and beating or burning prisoners. The practice of waterboarding would also be prohibited. The Army asserts information elicited from such techniques is inherently unreliable, but the president believes otherwise.
Limiting the CIA's interrogation methods to those in the Army Field Manual would be dangerous because the manual is publicly available and easily accessible on the Internet. Shortly after 9/11, we learned that key al-Qaeda operatives had been trained to resist the methods outlined in the manual. And this is why we created alternative procedures to question the most dangerous al-Qaeda operatives.
Feelings are running deep on both sides of the issue. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller believes the president is damaging the country.
I feel very frustrated. I feel very disappointed in the president. I'm not surprised about that because I don't think he's ever really understood all of this very well. And I feel very worried about what it's going to mean to our soldiers and to our position in the world, because after all, al-Qaeda exists in 50 to 60 countries around the world, and we're going to be at this for a long time.
The Democrats do not have enough votes to override the president's veto. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.